And what do you call the place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker, pallor.
And what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Coffin.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
The graveyard.
And what do you call flowing water that's a little smaller than a river, maybe?
A stream.
Okay. And branch. Are there different sizes? What is yours?
Branch.
Okay, which is larger, a branch or
a river?
River is the largest.
Yes, ma'am.
And then anything just a little bit, the one next smaller than a river would be a
stream, the branch.
Okay. What about, I saw, what is it, Bear? What's the name of that one up the way?
It is Creek.
Is that in this county or in the next?
Bear Creek.
Uh-huh.
That's coming from Edel side. Yeah, uh-huh. Bear Creek.
And then the one just outside of town, I was
Yeah, is Cat Creek.
Yeah. Why is that called that? Because of the fish?
Well,
or is it for like meow meow cat?
Yeah, I didn't show me that.
Yeah. I thought maybe there were a lot of catfish.
Yeah,
well,
it's pretty well.
Yeah.
A lot of catfish.
A lot of fish in it?
Yes, ma'am. Right, quite a few. Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that are worn over the shoulders to hold trousers?
We call them, some we call suspenders, some we call galluses.
And what do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease where you cook lean meat, fried lean meat? What do you call that gravy?
Fried.
If you cook maybe, you know, ham.
Fried meat, grease or something.
Okay, and if you put it, you know, if you put water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
gravy.
Okay, mm-hmm. Do you call it a certain kind of gravy? You just say gravy.
Say it, yes, ma'am, ham.
If it's with ham?
Some ham gravy, some, we call it Brennel gravy.
Okay, is there a difference between, say, ham gravy and Brennel
gravy? Yes, ma'am.
What's the difference?
Well, you take a ham gravy is made out of meat, and bacon, ham, and the Brennel gravy is made out of beef, steak.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever hear red-eye gravy?
Red-eye, yes, ma'am.
What's the difference? What's red-eye gravy?
I believe that's in this ham meat gravy, I believe.
Okay, you may say ham gravy.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that you burned in lamps back before we had electricity?
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
That's what I call a razorback.
Okay. Are there any of them around here?
Not too many right
now. Was it a wild hog?
Yes, ma'am. That was mostly what we call a flatwood hog.
Okay.
Piney woods hog, we call it.
You use that term too?
Yeah, piney woods, that's right.
Be more likely to say a razorback?
Razorback, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And what about a real cheap whiskey that might make you sick if you drank it? You'd say, oh, be careful of that.
Oh, let me see, I believe we call that low wine, I believe it.
Okay, and what do you call anything that a child likes to play with? If you've got them scattered all over the house, you might say, all right, now go on and pick up your...
Two, your play toys.
Okay. All right, now these next ones have to do with word patterns. For example, it's just a change in the time that something happens. Like you might say, well, right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to go to church together, you might say, well, every Sunday I have seen you there. You see, it's just using the word see then. Or you might use the word live, and you might say, well, I live here, but it used to be last year I lived somewhere else, and I have always lived here. You see what happens? Okay, so if we're talking about buy groceries,